fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 21st day of September. The prepper tip today is go backpacking. Push with everything you need on your back. Don't have a car or truck nearby or a house. Everything you need on your back. It's a real wake-up call as to what works, what doesn't work, what doesn't work, what you need, what you don't need. This is a very pleasant time of year to be doing that if you haven't done it before. Move forward into a more advanced backpacking when the daytime highs are 0 and the overnight lows are about 10 below. That's where you really understand what it takes to be comfortable out in the bush. All right. We have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's an author of, I believe, 13 books, more in a way as he can get to them. A amateur archaeologist, amateur advanced to the point where governments consult with him about matters of archaeology, and a weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Can you hear me okay?
The last hour I was mentioning the following. I know you don't pay a whole lot of attention to elections, but we have an election coming up, I believe, in 47, 48 days. And I was mentioning the fact that 40% of Americans are illiterate. If you sit on a bench in front of Walmart, 10 Americans walk past you. 4 of them can't read or write the English language at a third grade level, which is what's considered literate. And, okay, I've got your note here about my audio. Maybe Julie can help with that. But I also said, Jim, that whoever can influence and get the most votes for the most illiterate Americans can win almost any election, can't they, sir?
Well, yeah, and it's getting down to the point, what you might call election science is getting down to the point of very small. It might be a community in New Hampshire, or it might be a community in Pennsylvania or Ohio. And so they target these areas. And by the way, that's where they're shipping illegal immigrants, so they can vote. And it would take a very small number. If you have 2 million illegal immigrants voting 10 times each, that's more than enough to swing any local, state, or national election. And so this is by design what's going on today. And so it's, like I say, the election science. And they learned this in 2016, where they thought they were just going to do 10 cheating centers in the United States and win the election. And that didn't work. And so then they got, certainly on both sides, got really started looking at this. And so the election science has gotten down to the point of very few communities in the United States that actually will swing an election. And all the rest is background noise.
That's very true. I'm personal friends with a woman who's run several presidential campaigns behind the scenes, always kept her name out of the limelight, let somebody else take that responsibility. And I've had time to talk with her and some of her closest advisors running these presidential campaigns. And at that level, Jim, it's a whole different world. It is not even close to what you think it may be in terms of what the public knows. The science of it, you're right. The technology, the way they go about their business is all very carefully contrived, very carefully thought out, and very well manipulated. All those things at that level, Jim, nothing's left to chance.
No. And so working on elections, you know, they talk about election integrity, and it's at a very superficial level, very superficial of what really goes on behind the scenes. And so there's becoming a term. What they do is they create these terms, and it's the same thing as conspiracy theory or conspiracy theorist or whatever, where they label things. And then 90% of the people, they hear that from a news source or whatever, and it's very effective. And so now there are election deniers. Oh, are you an election denier? You know, is it, you are threatening the democracy that you live in. But all of that, like I say, is at a very, very superficial level. It's meant to influence people. And it's another thing that's very true is that most Americans they're decided on what they think. And so they listen to a radio station or a TV program that supports their view. And there's really no what you'd call deep level news reporting today, where they get down to the real. You have to go and fish through the online conclave of new talk show hosts and things like that to try and find some semblance of sanity. And I just saw an article. It was about it was slamming global climate change as having no science at all.
Right.
But even in the article, the guy was quoting standard science on hurricanes. And totally wrong about everything he was talking about, supporting his conclusion that that global climate change is a political tool. Okay. So, you know, it's hard to find people that really... I think a lot of people listen to me because they think I have my finger on the correct button most of the time. Very, very few times that I don't really know exactly what's going on. But in terms of elections, you can be on one side or the other or talk about election denial. But the bottom line is what the public sees is extremely superficial.
It is. It is. I like to tell the story about when I was a youngster, Adlai Stevenson was running against President Eisenhower in the 1956 election. I would have been 9 years old, and I've been reading newspapers since I was in the third grade. So I read an article where it said, to quote unquote, Adlai Stevenson is too intellectual to be president of the United States. And that just bounced off my 9-year-old brain. How can this be? It made no sense whatsoever. How can a man be too intellectual to be president of the United States? Well, it turned out that's exactly true, at least as far as the public persona. And in my meeting with these presidential election team, people, they talk about how these candidates can be quite intellectual in private, but they're educated, they're taught, they're coached to intentionally downgrade their vocabulary and the way they present themselves in public to make themselves more acceptable to the population, to the electorate. And that's what goes on, Jim, at that level.
Right. Well, the same with science. Take something like so-called everybody today, the buzzword, the local buzzword, which is being overused and being worn out, is follow the science. And oh my goodness, you know, when you hear this, or you hear politicians and, you know, the people that have no background in science at all, that don't understand statistics or how statistics can be used to lie. There was a great book when I was a kid. It was How to Lie with Statistics. And it went through a myriad of different methods of using statistics to bend the truth. And so those things are used all the time. But once again, extremely superficial. You know, I heard a woman one time, it was a George Bush election, and she said, oh, he was standing there holding his wife's hand. It was so sweet. I'm going to vote for him.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And that is the, you know, that's the perception. Like the famous story of Bill Clinton and Hillary. The bodyguard, the CIA attaché, was with them, and they're going up an elevator. And Hillary is just ripping verbally into Billy. Just, right. You know, cutting him a new one. And the elevator door opens, and they come out, and she's all smiles, and she's on Billy's arm, and, oh, isn't it wonderful, and huggy, you know. Right. And but an immediate switch, and he's like, oh, my goodness, these people are, you know, multifaceted, let's say.
Right. Well, during the Clinton administration, I had a contact in the Secret Service who told me that Hillary would pick up, and they had ashtrays in the residence at the time in the White House, pick up these heavy glass ashtrays and throw them at the president.
Well, yeah, she was.
Oh, yeah. She's hell on wheels.
Stories.
She's hell on wheels, is what she is.
Right.
Yeah.
But in front of a camera, it's that sweet little old lady smile, and oh, I'm just you know, I'm here the forlorn, you know, abused, you know, playing the feminist card, you know, whatever it takes, whatever it takes, and people unfortunately buy that. You should have a camera on these politicians 24/7. And find out who they really are, you know, behind the scenes, you know, that suit. And the suit is something, too, that if people wear a suit, you could not run for president and not wear a suit.
It's
just, you know, I mean, a regular guy becoming president, it's got to be something wrong with you, you know, that you have to wear a suit. That there's something about the suit. And the whole makeup of a shirt and a tie, which is like a ring in your nose, like a bull's nose.
Well, it's become that, Jim. Wearing a suit, coat, and tie for a man has become ceremonial. It didn't used to be that way. And I like to point out the FBI wanted posters from the 1930s for Pretty Boy Floyd, Babyface Nelson, John Dillinger. They all wore a coat and tie, in case you don't know.
Right.
That's the way that's simply the way men dressed in public, unless they were doing manual labor back then.
Yeah, if you see New York City in the 1920s, any videos or pictures, everybody is dressed up in a suit, an overcoat. It's a yes.
That's right.
It is standard.
Right. Well, even the soup lines during the Depression.
Right.
Men are wearing coats and ties and overcoats and hats, dress hats. And these are men that need a free meal.
My dad had a funny story. He would go to the doctor. I think he was having back problems. He would dress up in a suit to go to the doctor all the time. And so he had his good shoes and everything on. And one time he didn't have time to get to work and get to the doctor. So he just went in his work clothes. And the doctor was like, what are those shoes? They were all worn out on the back. You know how the outside back gets worn out on shoes? Right. Totally worn out. And the doctor said, that's your problem. And here he was going to the doctor and going to the doctor. But it was just the day he happened to wear his work clothes, which he wears all the time because he was a, you know, did not wear a suit to work. Let's put it that way.
Right.
But it was, you know, he said, you got to get new shoes. You know, that's what your back problem is. But yeah, that was the way it was. So if you went to church, if you went to the doctor, if you went to the dentist, you wore a suit. You got dressed up. But anyway, yes, but back to the point of you could not become a president. I always told people, you know, if you bury me, I'm not planning on dying, by the way, soon. But if you bury me, don't bury me in a frickin' suit. Okay, I don't want to spend eternity in a damn suit. You know, because I didn't live in one. Put me in a pair of swimming trunks with palm trees and a t-shirt and maybe sandals. That's it.
All right. Yeah. All right. Yes. Well, Jim, what's heavy on your heart that you want to discuss this morning, sir?
Well, there's a big thing, big thing going on right now, and that is with dates of electrical alignments in the solar system coming up. And actually, a listener pointed this out to me. Because I'm busy doing stuff. I don't have time to look at all this all the time. But this is quite some time ago. A listener writes in and says, by the way, end of September, and sure enough, we have Earth on the 26th, which is just a few days away. I think that's like next Tuesday. I think, check the calendar. But
Monday. Monday is the 26th.
26th. By the way, right. Tomorrow is the first day of fall, the 22nd.
Okay, so, fall equinox. I was off by a day or two. It is
right. It varies between the 20th and the 22nd. Anyway, okay. Back to this story. We have been in a good electrical alignment with Jupiter for some time, and so some places on the Earth are experiencing some excess energy in the form of winds. We have Hurricane Fiona, which the National Weather Service can't explain. They think it's due to high or mid-level dry air or some stupid thing that has nothing to do with hurricanes. But anyway, Mercury on the 26th also is in alignment, and the new moon. But what happens is on the 28th, we have the new moon passing. It's a term I coined. And that means that the new moon has moved out from between Earth and the sun. And that's when the solar wind breaks free, because the moon is literally blocking it, as in the form of a comet, and discharging the solar capacitor. So the moon is taking the brunt of the solar wind, and when it moves out of the way, that just comes crashing in. It breaks free, and it compresses our geomagnetic field, or our plasma magnetic field around Earth, which is about 30,000 miles out to the sunward side. It compresses it, and it's a trigger mechanism. And so watch out on the 28th, because we still have this mega Jupiter alignment, and Jupiter the closest in a long, long time. This every 13 months we get this alignment with Jupiter. So for 20 years we have not had this close of an alignment with Jupiter, plus Mercury, plus the new moon passing. And so anyway, this is coming up. So these are dates to watch, starting on around the 24th. And then when Mercury moves in on the 26th, and then the new moon and the new moon passing, all of those are trigger events with Earth connecting. And one time, I remember it's back in the 90s, the military had some military satellites up. And they said there's an amazing electron current connecting Earth and Jupiter. And they couldn't figure out what was going on. And of course, I got the call, what's going on here? And I said, well, it's the electrical discharge of Jupiter and Earth connecting, which gives us a cross solar system discharge on Earth. And that's right, where it's an electron stream, because that's the dominant charge carrier. Oh, they say, thank you, Mr. McGanny, for explaining, you know, what the military should know, but don't.
Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie, great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
President Biden will decide about running for re-election after the midterms. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. When asked about his low poll numbers, Biden blamed COVID-19. He said that COVID had an impact on the psyche of the American people. Yeah, Joe, that's what hurt your poll numbers. It couldn't possibly be the increased crime rates or losing 20% of my retirement account because of your economy or fentanyl becoming the number one killer of adults under 45, huge increases in overdose deaths, millions of illegal aliens being allowed to just walk into the country, my utility bills increasing by 30%, sending $70 billion of our tax money to Ukraine, or spending another $1 trillion on your Inflation Extension Act, or our grocery bills being up 13%, or the national debt hitting $30 trillion. I'm sure you're right. COVID is what people are thinking about when polled. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Liberated Rocket Heaters. If you want to stay warm, stay cozy, and save money, check out Liberated Rocket Heaters at thelibertyman.com. We haven't hold my friend Linda. Linda is my neighbor. Her and her husband own the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, which is for sale. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, John.
Well, good to have you with us. We were talking the other day about your international clientele. The Log Lodge is currently a bed and breakfast. Repeat business from men and women in Germany, Europe, Asia, men and women who could vacation in Monaco, Miami Beach, Las Vegas, Hawaii. And they keep coming back to the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. And I asked you, Linda, why do they do that? Why do they do that?
The comments that we get every time when people come back, they say that it's the peace and quiet more than anything. That is just something that they can't find anywhere else. And that's hard to believe. And it's something that you and I had talked about. You can't take a picture of that. You know, you can't video that. It's just something that you have to experience. And it is an unbelievable experience.
Absolutely. A beautiful log lodge with The great room, how high is that ceiling in the great room?
Almost 30 feet.
30 feet with heated floors, which is really nice, radiant heat. Enough room that 12 people could stay there and not feel jammed up. And you can never have close by neighbors, ever, because the National Forest is not for sale, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay. And I got a question here. Is the survey finished?
No, it is not.
Really?
Survey is, yes. Yeah.
Well,
after you and I talked about how difficult it was.
These surveyors are just, yeah, they're just covered up. I know. Is there a prospective date for it to be finished?
No, it's unbelievable. They had initially said, I don't remember now when, but it was just like 2 weeks after we had gotten in contact with them. No, they have delayed it now, I think, 3 times.
Okay.
They know that it's not really a rush, you know, for us, because we know exactly where the line's going to be. But anyway, no, it has not been done.
But it will be done, and that could be it'll be done. We don't have a date then.
No, we don't.
Okay. Well, stay in touch with these folks and let us know. Linda, it's good to visit with you. Ladies and gentlemen, there's more than 30 photographs at my website at thelibertyman.com of the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, which was a featured home in Better Homes and Gardens not long after it was built. And Linda, thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, John.
Okay. Well, Jim, people with means, financial means, can go anywhere they want, do anything they want. Here's what I like to say. Some people go on vacation, other people live there. And that's where I live.
Yeah, me too. I have always done that. And I would say retired 3 times in my life, a couple times when I was very young. But even when I so-called worked, it was like a vacation. I treated it like a vacation or something like that. So, I know what you mean. And
well, it was,
go ahead.
49 years ago this month, I became a homicide detective. I was 25 years old and, got my first murder investigation 49 years ago this month. I was so devoted and focused on my career. I had 2 weeks paid vacation every year. It didn't even occur to me to take it. It didn't even occur to me. It wasn't even a thought, because I was so focused on what I was doing as a young man back then.
Right. Well, that's good. And that carries on into later life. I've always said that people like you and me have to keep working, because the younger generations coming along don't know how to do anything. And they're not attentive to things like details, like doing things like putting something in the mail, you know, or watching an expiration for something that's important that would be difficult to get back if you let it expire. You know, you and I are very conscious of things, and it's just part of what you do. But there's other people who's just like, oh, yeah, I forgot. I was busy that week. I'll get to it. You know, this is the new generation mentality, you know, and things just don't get done. That's not the attitude you need to get things really done, to move ahead. To be successful, yeah.
Precisely.
And some people have everything just laid in their lap, just like one thing after the other after the other. And they've never really had to get out there and tough it out. And when you do that, I think that's a good education for people, is to, you know, be on that thin side a few times in your life. And then, okay, this is important. I have to get this done, and it means something.
It does. Hold on, Jim. We got our next break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
And all right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there, things you won't find anywhere else. The articles by my friend Steve O'Neill, who is a nuclear scientist, published only at thelibertyman.com. The latest intelligence briefing, published by my friend, who is a former counterintelligence agent, published nowhere else on the Internet. And, of course, products you'll find nowhere else also, such as the energy cleaner. I work with the manufacturer. I personally box them up. I ship them from a little country post office at Terrell, Missouri. And, of course, Liberated Rocket Heaters. Winter will be here before you know it. First day of fall is tomorrow. So if you want to be warm, stay cozy, and save money, you want the Liberated Rocket Heater at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website is linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Jim, you have a weekly radio show. Tell people how they can listen live into the archives, please.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, which would be tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McKinney Science Hour at the Crossroad airs in its 22nd year. And this year, this whole year, I'm doing a review of the history of my discoveries. So right now we're dealing with the books. Last week, by the way, I talked about the wing generator. The whole program was dealing with that, and a lot of people really liked that because they really didn't know where all of this came from and all of the, you might call it, politics or economics around having something that actually works, and what it was like, or what it is like still, dealing with the energy industry that does not want solutions. But anyway, and then this week it's continuing. I'll go on to further topics this week, but this whole year. So if you have not heard the programs, I suggest you go back to January, minimally go back to January, and listen to all the radio programs to pick up on the history of my discoveries. And this is not talking about the science itself. It's talking about the history, the putting everything into historical perspective, going back literally 40 years.
All right. Well, as we like to say, you know, your radio shows are university-level lectures presented in such a way that everybody can understand and appreciate them, and I encourage people to listen to Jim's radio shows.
Even PhD scientists can understand them, but they but they seem to not want to. Yeah, interesting.
Understood. Well, Jim, what direction do you want to go next, sir?
Just a quick thing here. On today's date let's see, what year was it? I think it was 40 years ago. Let me see. No, 2003. I'm sorry, 2003. So 19 years ago on this date, the Galileo spacecraft was crashed into planet Jupiter. And I've always wondered if they really did that, if they just set it up so that the scientists thought that it crashed into Jupiter, but it's really still there doing science and basically tier one controlled. And it would be easy to do, just set up the telemetry and et cetera so that the scientists thought it was crashing into Jupiter. And then on September 15th, a few days ago, literally, in 2017, the Cassini mission to Saturn did the same thing. They crashed it into the planet. And I'm going, you know, here you got a $1 billion spacecraft. It's out around a planet. Another planet gives you an entire different view of outer space from a very distant point. Why would you crash this thing into a planet? And clearly they had extended their lifetime. But I think it would be easier to take a spacecraft out and replace, you know, the power pack or whatever, and continue the mission. So I just in the back of my mind, I really wonder if they did crash those spacecraft into the planet, if they're not still out there working.
Well, if they wanted to conceal and hide what was being transmitted back, they need a cover story, wouldn't they?
Well, the scientists really don't have access to that kind of thing. If they believed that there was no more data coming in, then, you know, they don't have, the scientists don't have access to equipment. They are allotted time on the equipment. And if they don't have any more time on the equipment, they have no way of knowing that. And there's a hierarchy. When all this great equipment, like the very large array or the telescopes up on Haleakala in Hawaii or something, or on the Mauna Loa, Mauna Kea, the mountain in Hawaii, big telescopes, there are times, and you hear these stories from astronomers, they're there working, and all of a sudden the guys in the black suits come in and they say, okay, all of you out of here. And they have to leave, and this group of people, they don't know who they are, where they come from, get to use the equipment. And so clearly there's military equipment that none of the Tier 2 scientists ever get to see. So anyway, my belief is that there's a lot going on. And the Tier 2 scientists are out there pretending to be the top layer of science when they're really not. They're just there. That's the smoke screen. Or it's like the Artemis spacecraft that's supposed to go up to the moon now. And they're very gingerly trying to tweak this thing to get it off the ground. And I'll tell you, John, this is, in my view of being around and seeing the space program, when I was in college, we had all the manuals for the Apollo space program, starting out from the Gemini all the way up to the Apollo. And the reality is that this Artemis rocket is the most dangerous rocket ever built by man.
Really? And why is it so dangerous?
Well, it's huge. for one thing. It's only got four engines. On a big rocket like that, you usually put lots of engines on it, not four. And then it's got two solid boosters on it. And the problem with those is they're very rough. They burn very rough. And so you have all of this structural integrity of something that size and that heavy. And it's just, you know, it's if it succeeds, yeah, there's all kinds of other issues with the space capsule itself. And they don't have X-ray detectors on this, and that's the big issue with radiation in space. NASA doesn't. This whole thing is to measure radiation and see what it's like to go around the moon and come back. This current mission is just to go around the moon and come back and measure radiation and things like that. But they don't have X-ray detectors on the spacecraft. That's the big issue. That's the problem that the Russians ran into in the 1960s when they tried to go to the moon. And the astronauts, the cosmonauts, came back very dead because of radiation, severe radiation burns. Because of what happens is the high energy particles, which NASA is trying to measure, okay, but what happens is they hit metal or other heavy atoms in the spacecraft, and they change to X-rays. That's the issue. And they don't have any they don't have any idea that this is going on. So not only is the rocket dangerous, but the space capsule itself is, they have no idea what they're doing. Anyway, but the going back to the rocket itself, they're trying to, the reason they scrubbed the mission before was because they couldn't get the very cold liquid fuel into the main rocket tanks and because of leaks. And so now they're going to try and load it much slower. But if you have to be that ginger with something this big, all I can say is, boy, I wouldn't want to be the first guy to step foot in that thing and try and go to the moon. Anyway, it's just a commentary, and I don't wish harm to anybody or ill will, but they should have a serious group of engineers, an independent group, look at that project and say, and I'm sure that the thing they would come up with before any accidents or before any loss of human life is that this baby is dangerous, just with a capital D.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Okay. When's this thing supposed to take off, Jim? Is there a prospective date?
Well, they're talking about the 27th. And they, you know, they have to, when it didn't go off before, they have to unload all the fuel, which is a reverse process. And this puts a lot of stress on it. Imagine blowing up a balloon and then relaxing the balloon and letting all the air out. Now you're going to blow it up again, and now you're going to let all the air out. They've done this twice now. And so now this is the third time, and then they're having leaks in the delivery system. And it's like, you know, boys and girls, at some point you just go, hey, should we just make this thing into a museum and call it quits? Or are we really going to push ahead? Because, you know, because, well, I don't know why.
Right.
Sending three guys to the moon again, even if they succeeded, play the devil's advocate, even if they succeeded, so what? You know, this is not going to bring on a space age. They're much better off letting somebody like Elon Musk do it, who's probably got the much better engineers on his staff now, than for NASA to try and spearhead this back to the moon mission. But they've got their ducks in this basket, their duck eggs. And anyway, I think they should quit. Like I say, make it into a museum. Just say we, you know. If they're smart, they'll find some other reason why they can't send this thing off and just call it quits.
That may be the right thing to do. Jim, do you have any archaeological updates for us, sir?
Did I talk about this last week about the ring of that was discovered in Spain? It was in mm-hmm. There was a dam, a hydro dam that went dry. The lake.
Oh yes, dry. You mentioned that. Yeah. Yeah,
right, right. Yeah. But it's one of the really interesting things is that this was a circular set of rocks that covered hundreds of acres. There was the central region. And if you look at the Salisbury Plains, also the rock structures there, they're round, and that's not the way you would build a solar or lunar calendar or something to measure. This was designed to measure the movement of Venus, all of these circular ones. And so Stonehenge, the one in Zimbabwe that's very similar, etc. And I think I mentioned about the Mayans, their central platform in their central religious platform in the center of Chichen Itza is dedicated to Venus. It has nothing to do with the sun or the moon. And so a very interesting discovery, bringing up some important topics. But also just to mention, you always ask about the NASC Alliance study.
Right.
It's something that really has not gotten the attention that it should. And there again, it's like the white elephant in the archaeological room. And it's very difficult to get people to even talk about it. And that's the way archaeology, you have to understand, is academic. And so they are in universities, they're in academic type positions, and they can't go outside of the rails very far. Otherwise, you know, they have to coincide with astronomy and the top-down idea that the Earth has been here billions of years and really nothing has happened. Maybe a little asteroid collision now and then, but that's it.
Right.
And they can't go beyond that.
Right.
So,
Jim, we got a caller and holder. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. John, I really appreciate you bringing Jim on every week when he can do it, because I learn a lot, and I will never used to pay attention to this kind of thing until, you know, I started listening to him. And Jim, I think the first time I heard you was on Jackie Petrou's show on shortwave.
Oh, wow. That was a while ago.
Yeah. But now, all this, these alignments, and maybe the only thing that might still be relevant by the 27th is the Jupiter winds, maybe, but wouldn't that affect, liable to affect this launch?
That's interesting too, is it's right at that launch time. And yeah. Here you're going to have extreme electrical conditions in the solar system. And, you know, I didn't put those together. So thanks for pointing that out. And something that a rocket is going to potentially do is discharge that vertical electric field, a big streamer and, you know, very large rocket. So, in fact, there's evidence that the shuttle that came in over Texas that burned up, that it actually discharged the vertical electric field from the ionosphere. And there was a kid that he had a hobby. He was taking video. He had the camera set up, very good camera, telescope, and he was taking videos of the space shuttles when they would come in, because they'd come into Edwards Air Force Base. So he would take, you know, and you had nice clear sky in California. Well, anyway, he had this video that showed a laser beam hitting the shuttle just as it started to break up. And they went and confiscated his video of this event. And I saw it. I saw the video myself before it was on the internet for a little while. But there was clearly like a laser beam that came up from the right below the side, and then that's when it started to break up. And you could see it glow and interact, and then all of a sudden it started to break up. And so, I mean, I don't know, but like I say, they went and confiscated that video from the kid.
Wow.
And but yeah, this launch on the 27th is smack dab in the middle. Well, it's the new moon passing, which is a trigger mechanism. It's one of the biggest trigger mechanisms of all of the trigger mechanisms we have in the solar system is our new moon passing. I talk about that in my weather book. But yeah, it's right exactly at that time when they're thinking of launching this thing. And then you have Hurricane Fiona out in the Atlantic coming in. I don't know. That's that would be extraneous circumstances, but add that to the list, I guess.
In the almanac,
Hold on, Sherry. We'll wrap up your comments after the break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie, great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back. Sherry, we need to wrap up your comment here. Make it quick, my dear.
The almanac says that the moon rides high this month starting on the 18th, and that starts a 5-day period when statistically there's more earthquakes in the northern hemisphere And I believe that those two quakes, that one happened in Taiwan and one happened in off the coast of Mexico, I believe, on the west coast or something. And that, you know, so I thought that was interesting. But if I were an evil genius that could cause earthquakes, I guess that's the time period I would do them. So anyway, that's all I had. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, thanks for the call. Jim, what are the most important thoughts you want to leave these folks with this week, sir?
Well, just quickly, the water filter products on sale that have a link from John's page for the JAMCC water filters, and John has a link, he's an affiliate, they're 20% off for this week, and so on any of the products, so go there and use the coupon code John, J-O-H-N, for a 20% discount. And I just wanted to mention on the advertisement, they were talking about Thieves Essential Oil. I used to sell Young Living Essential Oils. I don't anymore. But there's an interesting blend of oils that's called Thieves and Robbers. And the reason it's called that is because in the Middle Ages, during the Black Plague, the thieves would take this potion. It was made up of parsley, sage, rosemary, thyme, clove, lemon, eucalyptus, and some other cinnamon bark, etc. But anyway, they would take this and they were immune to the Black Plague. So they could rob the people that had died of the plague without being affected. And there's the famous Simon and Garfunkel song, "Are You Going to Scarborough Fair?" And then they say, "Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme," indicating the thieves' blend, which is interesting. But I just heard that on the commercial, and so I thought it would be interesting to point that out, why it's called Thieves.
All right. It is. It is interesting. Well, Jim, it's always good to have you with us. This hour just flew by. They typically do that. And I want to thank you for being with us, and we look forward to having you back next week, sir.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to review. In fact, next week we'll be right at the 28th, which will be the new moon passing. So we'll have a review of the worldwide weather next week, what happened.
Right. On the 28th, that's right. A week from today will be the 28th, yes, sir. Well, thank you very much, and look forward to hearing you then.
Thanks, John.
Okay.
See ya.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Top of the hour break coming up. We'll have Jeff Nyquist with us. Jeff was writing columns in the WorldNet Daily back when I first came across his work, and I've since read his books. Got to know Jeff pretty well. He is a true expert when it comes to the international commerce conspiracy. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.